That's full on 100 mile an hour. You just go on and get in the service, and I won't be upset tonight if somebody hollers amen or anything like that. I pray you will get behind me tonight, because I've came for one reason and one reason only, and that's to see God move in this place tonight.
That's right.
If you came just to see who the preacher is, well, I'm him, praise God. But if you came for any other reason besides to have a move of God, you're here for the wrong reason. Oh, but if you came expecting God to do something great in this service, not because of the preacher, amen, not because anything I'm going to say, I'm not going to be able to preach it to a place in God, but if you'll put your mind on God and you'll say, God, I want to get something out of this service, you can get something out of the service, praise God. Matthew chapter number 26, Matthew 26, I'm going to try to endeavor to do what the Lord has laid upon my heart to preach tonight. A few weeks ago on a Sunday, I work a 12-hour shift, and I went to work about 6 o'clock, and I had a Sprite laying on my passenger seat, and I came back out about 6:30 when I got off, and I got in my car, and I keep my car messy sometimes. That's one of my faults in life. But I looked around. I said, oh, man, well, where'd this soda come from? I don't usually pour soda around in my car, so I got to looking around, and I picked that Sprite up, and from where when I went to work, it was about 70 degrees, and when I got off, it was about 100, so through the day, the sun had beat down in that place, and the air had expanded inside that Sprite, and it blew out, and it exploded all through my car. And so it wasn't a very good day for me that day, but I was thinking today, you know what I would like to see tonight? We're all coming together. I would like to see the power of God come down all to a place where there gets such a pressure in here. The Bible talks in a couple places about when the cloud of glory would come down, and there would be such a cloud that the priest could not stand and minister. I'm believing that God wants to do something tonight. Amen. I said, I'm believing God wants to do something tonight. I'm really not looking for anything in particular, but I'm just looking for a moving of the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't know if you came in here with a need tonight. I did. I need God's direction in my life. Amen. But what I did come for was to meet with God. And I believe tonight, if we can have a move of the power of the Holy Ghost in somebody's life, can be changed. Amen. What about you tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Matthew chapter 26 and verse number 38. The Bible says, then he saith unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but thou wilt. I just want to take a second right here. I've been told all my life that God would save anybody that wanted to be saved. I've been told from the time I was born, you know, there's never been anybody that wanted to be saved that Jesus would not save. And I want to show you that's not true tonight, that there was one person that was not saved that wanted to be saved. Turn the page to Matthew 27 and verse 41. The Bible says, likewise also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and elders said, and this is my text tonight, he saved others, himself he cannot save. Aren't you glad tonight that he saved others? I don't know about you, but I was another, praise God. He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him, praise God. That's all the reading tonight. If you don't mind, stretch your hand and help me pray tonight. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you once again, Lord, needing your touch, needing your anointing, needing your power. God, I realize that it is nothing within myself. But, oh, God, I pray with the breath of the Holy Ghost sweep into this place. God, would you take the rest of these feeble words, God, and would you use them for your glory? God, I know it's not in me, and I can do nothing, God, but if you could take the place of this preacher tonight, God, let them look beyond my feeble words, God, and let them see Christ, Lord, and him crucified. And God, if we can do all that, Lord, I believe we can have a move of your Spirit in this place. And God, we ask it all in your name. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen. Praise God. Excuse me tonight. A little water for a dry preacher. Amen. Been told all my life that there was never anybody that God or that Jesus would not save that wanted to be saved. But as we read in Matthew chapter 26, Jesus was praying in the garden. And he was saying, Lord, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. He really did not want to endure the cross. I believe he was willing to do whatever it really took to amen, not to have to endure the cross. He was saying, Lord, if there's any way possible, let this cup pass from me. God, I'll do whatever you want. I'll do a big fundraiser. Lord, I'll go do a car wash. Whatever you want me to do. Amen. But God had already ordained it from the beginning of time. God knew what was to happen. Praise God. And then as he is on the cross, as Jesus is on the cross in Matthew chapter 27, we find the chief priests mocking and the scribes and elders. They said, he saved others. Himself he cannot save. They used the wrong words that day. It was not that he could not save himself. It was that he would not save himself.
Right.
If he would have wanted to, he could have called down legions of angels.
True.
And he could have been off that cross.
Right.
But he did it for you and I. Praise
right.
God. And so tonight, I just want to preach for a little while on who Jesus would not save. On who Jesus would not save. So what we're trying to endeavor to do is figure out the reason that Jesus would not save himself. Amen. Maybe if we go back and we begin to look at who exactly Jesus is, maybe we can find the reason. Amen. If we go all the way back into Genesis, we find that it was prophesied that there was going to be one coming named Jesus. Amen. Well, in Genesis, it was not prophesied he would be Jesus. But in Genesis 3, the Bible talks about there would be one coming, Jesus, or God was talking to the serpent. He said, there's one coming that will bruise your head with his heel. And then we find it on and on and on throughout the word of God. It is prophesied. Some of my favorite verses, and I quote them often at the church. Amen. It's found in Isaiah where it says he would be wounded for our transgressions. He was going to be bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was going to be upon him. Amen. And it's with his stripes that we are healed tonight. Can you say thank you, Jesus, for that tonight? Amen. But we go back and we find it is prophesied time after time after time. And then in Matthew 2, it's a culmination of all the prophecies. And Jesus is born into this world. He is born to Mary and Joseph in the year zero. Amen. Good parents, I'm glad to tell you tonight that my Savior was born in a barn. Amen. I know my mom's asked me a few times, Ben, were you born in a barn? Amen. Because I left the door open. But I want you to know my Savior was born in a barn. Praise God. If he had not been born in where he was born at, amen, them shepherds could have never came and visited him in a mansion. They could have never came and visited him in a castle because they were dirty, they were smelly, they were stinky. Amen. But oh, I'm glad he was born in a barn, because when I went to Jesus, I went dirty from the dirt of sin. Amen. I had the stench of sin all over me. Oh, but thanks be to God that we have a Savior that is accessible enough that he was born in a barn for you and I to be able to go to Jesus. Are you thankful for that tonight? Praise God. Who exactly is Jesus if we go all the way back to Genesis? In Genesis, he was the Word. In Exodus, he was a Redeemer. In Leviticus, he was our Sanctifier. In Numbers, he was our God. In Deuteronomy, he was our Teacher. In Joshua, he's a Mighty Conqueror. In Judges, he's our Victor over the enemy. And in Ruth, he is our Kinsman. In 1 and 2 Samuel, he's the Root of Jesse and the Son of David. In 1 and 2 Kings, he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. In 1 and 2 Chronicles, he's the Intercessor and the Great High Priest. In Ezra, he's the Temple and the House of Worship. In Nehemiah, he is a mighty wall. In Esther, he stands in the gap. In Psalms, he is our song and the reason that we sing. In Proverbs, he is our wisdom. In Ecclesiastes, he is our purpose and our delivery from vanity. In Song of Solomon, he's our Rose of Sharon. In Isaiah, he's our Prince of Peace. In Jeremiah, he's our Balm of Gilead. In Lamentations, he's the ever faithful one. In Ezekiel, he's the breath to dry souls. In Daniel, he's the deliverer of the fire. In Hosea, he's the faithful God that's waiting on you. And Joey is our refuge. And Amos, he's our husbandman on whom we can depend. And Obadiah, he is the Lord of the kingdom. And Jonah, he is a salvation bringing you back to his will. And Micah, he's a judge of nations. And Nahum, he's a jealous God. And Habakkuk, he's the holy one. And Zephaniah, he is the witness. And Haggai, he overthrows enemies. And Zechariah, he is the Lord of hosts. And in Malachi, he's the messenger of God. And Matthew, he's the king of the Jews. And Mark, he's a servant. And Luke, he's a son of man, but in John, he's the Son of God. In Acts, he's the Holy Ghost sender. In Romans, he's the righteousness of God. In 1 Corinthians, he's the rock that followed Israel. In 2 Corinthians, he's the triumphant one giving victory. In Galatians, he is our liberty. In Ephesians, he's the head of the church. In Philippians, he's our joy. In Colossians, he's our completeness. In 1 Thessalonians, he is our hope. In 2 Thessalonians, he's our patience and our discipline. In 1 Timothy, he's our faith. In 2 Timothy, our stability. In Titus, he's our truth. In Philemon, he's our benefactor. In Hebrews, he's our perfection. In James, he's the power of your faith. In 1 Peter, he's our example. In 2 Peter, he's our purity. In 1 John, he's our life. In 2 John, he's our pattern. In 3 John, he's our motivation. In Jude, he's the foundation of faith. And in Revelation, he is our soon coming King. Praise God. We're preaching about Jesus tonight. I said, we're preaching about Jesus tonight. I don't know about you, but he's my King of Kings. He is my Lord of Lords. He's my Alpha. He's my Omega. He's the first and he is the last. He's the Rose of Sharon. He's the Lily of the Valley. He's the bright and morning star. He's my reason for living. He's my all in all. And thanks be to God, he's my soon coming King. Praise God. He was my roadblock on my way to hell. Amen. He washed me not in the water, but he washed me in the blood. And now I am free. I said, I am free. I am free. Can you say hallelujah tonight? If you're free from the chains that bind, if you're free, amen, from the wickedness of this world, I met the man named Jesus when I was lost and undone without God or his son. Oh, he reached out his hand for me. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for Jesus. I said, I'm thankful for Jesus. If it had not been for him, I may be a statistic. I may be a fatality. Oh, but thanks be to God. Amen. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I don't know if you've missed it yet tonight or not. Amen. But my message is all about Jesus. Praise God. We sing a song back in the church. It says it's all in Jesus. Oh, my sweet Jesus. Praise God. Is he still your all in all? Amen. Is he still your everything? Amen. I know when you got saved, you were ready to do whatever it took. Amen. But have you lost your love? Amen. Have you lost your love? Have you went back? Amen. On things you said you'd never go back on. Amen. If you are, let me put you back. Amen. To a cross called Calvary. Amen. In a place where sins, amen, go to die. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. I said, oh, hallelujah anyway. Praise God. They can try to take the name of Jesus out. Amen. They can take it out of the schools. Amen. They can take it out of the courthouse. Amen. But they cannot take it out. Amen. Of my heart. Praise God. Because I was one day, I was washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And you know what? I've never been the same. Praise God. I have never been the same. Hey, I've had some bumps and I've had some bruises. Amen. But I made my mind up that I was sticking with Jesus. And through it all, I've kept my middle deal up. Amen. There's been some times where I said, God, I failed you. Amen. But he's never failed me. Oh, hallelujah. It's all in Jesus. I said, it's still all in Jesus. My sweet Jesus. Amen. I still have that love for him. Praise God. Amen. Oh, it's all in Jesus tonight, ain't it? Oh, praise God. Could you give God a praise in the house tonight? Amen. Praise him like you still love him. Praise God. Amen. Did he wash you in the blood? Amen. Like he washed me. Amen. Are you still as thankful to be saved as you were the first day you got saved? Praise God. I don't know about you, but I still get excited when we begin to preach about Jesus. I still get excited when they get to talking about my King. When they get to talking about that cross and the blood of Calvary. Amen. It still does something for me. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I feel the power of God in this place tonight. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Amen. Who is Jesus tonight? Oh, hallelujah. Who is this man that Jesus would not save? I've been told that there was nobody that Jesus wouldn't save. Amen. But there was one. Who is this man? Oh, the Bible declares that he's the King of the Jews. Amen. He's the King of Israel. He's the King of righteousness. He's the King of the ages. He's the King of heaven. He's the King of glory. And he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Praise God. David said the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmness showeth his handiwork. No means of measure can define his limitless love. Amen. No far seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of his shoreless supply. Praise God, he's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful and he's impartially merciful. I'm going to do my best for the next couple minutes to try to describe Jesus for you. Amen. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's a centerpiece of civilization. He stands alone in himself. He's august. He's unique. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He's supreme. He's preeminent. He's the loftiest ideal in literature. He's the highest problem in person. He's the highest person personality. Amen. In philosophy, he's a supreme problem. In higher criticism, he's a fundamental doctrine in true theology. He's the cardinal necessity of spiritual religion. We're talking about Jesus for a second. Amen. He's a miracle of the age. He's a superlative of every good thing you choose to call him. Praise God. He's the only one able to supply all of our needs simultaneously. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captive. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young and he serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he beautifies the meek. This is Jesus still. Amen. In case you missed it, we're still talking about Jesus. Praise God. Amen. He's the wellspring of wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway of glory. He's the master of the mighty. He's the captain of the conquerors. He's the head of the heroes. He's the leader of the legislators. He's the overseer of the overcomers. He's the governor of governors. He's the prince of princes. And he's the king of kings. And he is the Lord of lords. Praise God. His promise is sure. His life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. And his reign is righteous. His yoke is easy. And his burden is light. Oh, I wish I could really describe him to you tonight. I said, I wish I could describe him to you. Amen. But he's indescribable. Praise God. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. Praise God. Amen. Let alone man can explain him. You can't get him off your mind. And you can't get him off your hands. You can't outlive him. And you can't live without him. The Pharisees couldn't stand him. But they sure couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault. The witnesses couldn't get their testimonies to agree. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him. And the grave couldn't hold him. Praise God. We're still talking about Jesus. He's still a man. Amen. He took away my sins. He's still my king. He's still my God. He's still my deliverer. And he is my Lord. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I feel the power of God in this place. Amen. You may not still be getting excited about it. Amen. It may have already worn off for you. Amen. You may have already forgotten. Amen. What it was all about. Praise God. Oh, but for me, Brother Savage, I said for me, I still get excited about Jesus. Praise God. Amen. And as I was praying, the Lord dealt with me. He said, just preach Jesus. Praise God. So I've come tonight to simply preach about Jesus. Amen. Because I still believe he is the answer to our problems. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's not in who he was is the reason that he wouldn't save him. Praise God. Maybe it's in what he done. Praise God. Who tonight would be able to defend what Jesus has done? If we were to go back in the Word of God, amen, I believe if we would get everybody, amen, that's ever lived and put them in one place, and we were to ask the question, can anybody describe, amen, what Jesus has done? I believe there'd be a man that stood up. Amen. He said, oh, you don't understand. Amen. I had leprosy. And I was, and you can read my story in Matthew chapter 8. He said, I had leprosy and I went up to Jesus. Amen. I said, Lord, if thou would, if thou wilt, thou canst make me whole. Amen. And Jesus looked at him and said, I will be thou whole. And he said, you know what? I had that leprosy for a long time. But when I came in contact with Jesus, that leprosy had to go. Praise God. Amen. Another man would stand up and said, I watched him heal a man with leprosy. He said, right after that, he came over to me. Amen. I went to him. I said, you don't understand this, sir. I have a servant that's at home. And he looked at that Roman centurion and said, oh, your faith has already made him whole. Praise God. Amen. Peter's mother-in-law would stand up and say, I had a fever. And it was getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Oh, but Jesus walked in the room. And suddenly some things began to change. The fever began to leave. Praise God. Another man would stand up and say, you might not recognize me, clothed in my right mind. Praise God. But in Mark chapter number 5, I was running in the tombs cutting myself. Amen. And I had so many devils inside of me that they called me Legion. Praise God. Oh, but Jesus showed up. Are you sensing a theme yet? Amen. That when Jesus shows up, the problems have to leave. Praise God. Another man would stand up and say, my name is Bartimaeus. I used to be called blind Bartimaeus. Amen. And I heard Jesus of Nazareth was coming by my way. And I began to cry out, Jesus, thou son of David. Amen. And when you know it, amen, that I may have been blind. blind. But when Jesus came to me, I saw as clear. Amen. Oh, I saw so clear. Praise God. Another man would say, I sat beside a pool of Bethesda for 38 years, waiting on the troubling of the water. Oh, but wouldn't you know it, that Jesus walked up to me and I carried my bed out. Praise God. What I've been laying on for so long. Amen. It seemed like it would never get better. I carried out the door with me. I want you to know tonight that you may have walked into this place with some problems that seems like, amen, they've been burdening you down for so long. Amen. With the thing you came in that was dragging you down, you can leave shouting with tonight. Praise God. Oh, there would be 10 men that stood up and said, we all had leprosy. Oh, but Jesus showed up. Aren't you glad for when Jesus shows up and things were changed? Oh, praise God. And then I believe there'd be one more man that stood up. He said, I understand. All of these problems these men have had. There's been some sick people here. There's been men with leprosy, men with palsy. Amen. People with the fever. Amen. Blindness, lameness, all sorts of things. He said, but I had actually died. In John chapter number 11, you can read my story. I was dead. Amen. They sent for Jesus to come. They said, you don't understand. Lazarus, whom you love, he's sick. And he said, Jesus tarried for 2 days. Amen. Where he was at. And Lazarus died. And Jesus still tarried where he was at. He said, then all day he came to where I was at, and I was locked away in a tomb. And he went to Mary and Martha in John 11:35 to show him the human personality of Jesus. He went and wept with Mary and Martha. Not because that he couldn't, he didn't know what was going to happen. Not because he didn't think he had power, but he wanted to show them that he cared what they were going through. Jesus cares tonight about what you're going through. And they took him to the place, amen, where Lazarus was sitting, and it was, amen, where the body of Lazarus was. And there was a great stone rolled in front of that place, amen. And all of a sudden they rolled that stone back, and Jesus cried out with a loud voice. He said, Lazarus, amen, come forth, amen. And Lazarus came forth in his grave clothes, and amen. I want you to know tonight that you may have walked into this place, amen, and you have a problem that's sealed away and it's locked back, and you say there's no way God can ever move in that situation. Well, I want you to know Jesus is in the place tonight, and if you roll back the stone, Jesus may just call out and say it's about time, amen, that problem leaves, amen, here comes your healing, here comes your deliverance, amen. Oh, I want you to know tonight, amen, that Jesus is still in the business of touching lives. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Amen. Do you believe it tonight? Amen. Do you believe that Jesus is still able to work your situation out? Amen. We get into a habit sometimes. Amen. We talk about what God can do. And we talk about everything that He is capable of doing. And then we come to the house of God. Amen. And we're needing deliverance. And we're needing help. And we need God to move for us. Amen. And the preacher gets to preaching. And he gets to talking about what God can do. Amen. And he gets an altar call. And yet in spite of everything that we need, we step back. Amen. Like God's going to come to us. Amen. It's about time that some of us, amen, say, I'm coming to you, God. Amen. I've waited on you long enough. I've sat back and done nothing long enough. I'm going to take a step out and show you, God, amen, that I'm ready, amen, for you to move. Praise God. Amen. Who is this Jesus? Praise God. Amen. Even his critics must admit when they begin to talk about Jesus. Amen. Even the critics must say, oh, there's some power in that name of Jesus. Amen. They get to talking about how, amen, we got all these reforms, amen, that society will send you through. You got Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, amen, all these different programs. And you can put a man, my youth leader was like this, amen, he went through so many of these programs. He said he watched, amen, professor go through box after box after box of chalk and walked home and still had the same problems, amen, and never did get any better. Oh, but wouldn't you know it, that 5 minutes, amen, on his knees, and he met that man named Jesus, amen, and they didn't need another box of chalk. He didn't need another lesson. Amen. He didn't need to tell everybody who he was and what his problem was. Amen. All you need to know about him was that he had met a man named Jesus. Amen. Even his critics must admit there's some power in that name. Amen. You've got some who can tell you everything that happened in the Word of God. Amen. That's all it is to them, is a story. Oh, but for the child of God, amen, he's more than a name. He's more than a story. He's my friend. He's my God. And he's my soon coming King. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Aren't you glad for Jesus tonight? Amen. Aren't you glad for the way that He has brought you out? Praise God. Amen. Aren't you glad for, well, you're not who you was. Amen. I don't know about you, but I get excited when they get to talking about Jesus. Amen. I got saved when I was 9 years old. Amen. And you know, my only regret, I wish that I got saved sooner. Praise God. Amen. I didn't go in a bunch of deep gross sin. Oh, but I do know that there was a time in my life where I realized I needed God. And I failed Him time after time. I remember laying on my bedroom floor one day. Amen. Feeling like I'd failed God. Amen. I got done preaching a message one time and I went home and I laid on my floor and I just cried out to God. Amen. I felt like I was a failure. I felt like nothing would ever going to get better. Amen. In my ministry. Amen. And as I laid there, the devil came and he began to talk to me. Amen. And he told me, he said, Ben, you're never going to make anything. You're going to be a failure. You'll never preach a meeting. You'll never preach a revival. Amen. And you know what? I may not, but I began, amen, to get kind of discouraged and down and out. Amen. And all of a sudden, something rose up inside of me. And I said, you may be right. Amen. I may never preach a revival in my life. I may never preach a camp meeting. But I want you to know one thing. Amen. Whether I do or not does not determine, amen, if I'm ever going to serve you again. Praise God. You know why I was able to stand there and say that? Because I'd met a man named Jesus. Praise God. I'd met a man named Jesus. Amen. Do you know Him tonight? I said, do you know Him tonight? Oh, hallelujah. I said, do you know Him tonight? Amen. I'm excited about what Jesus has done. Amen. Do you still have that excitement? Do you still have that freshness, that joy of just serving God? Praise God. Amen. Why did God not save him? Amen. Or why would Jesus not save himself? Amen. We talk about him all the time. We say, oh, if you come to Jesus, amen, Jesus will save anybody that wants to be saved. Praise God. Amen. But if we go back into Philippians, or forward rather into Philippians 2 and verse number 9, very, very familiar, the Bible says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Praise God. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and in things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. I want to read that 9th verse again. Wherefore God hath also highly exalted him and given him a name. I said he's given him a name. Praise God. Oh, he's given him a name that is above every other name. Amen. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad for Jesus? Amen. One reason he wouldn't come off the cross, amen, is because he had a name, amen, for himself. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. If we keep going, we go to 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. The Bible says this. Praise God. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men. And as far as I know, besides the Gospels, amen, from what I've read, this is the only time in the Bible, amen, that it references the man, Jesus Christ. It always talks about him as a spirit, or it talks about him as the word, or something like that. Amen. But you know who's standing between God and man, the mediator? Amen. It's that man, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's the man, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's the one who walked on this earth. Amen. Lived a sinless life and died a victim of vicarious death and rose a victorious resurrection. Amen. Amen for you and I. Praise God. 1 John 2 verse 1. My little children, these things write unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. For he is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Praise God. And if any man sin, I want to read it again. Amen. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Amen. Another reason he would not save himself was because there had to be an advocate. Amen. And that advocate became Jesus. Amen. Oh, I'm so thankful for the advocate between God and man. Praise God. Amen. No more priests. Amen. We don't have to have somebody to pray for us. That's the reason some of us, sometimes the young people, we get stuck in that position that we're in and out, in and out. It's because we have not learned yet that we can go directly to God. We always wait on a preacher to preach it down. We always wait on a singer to sing it down. Amen. But I want to encourage some young people tonight. Amen. God, amen. Jesus died for you. Amen. And he died for you so you can live a victorious life. Amen. And you can live it for yourself. There is no priest. Amen. But it's between you and God. Amen. You need to get a hold of an experience with God. Oh, hallelujah. Romans 5:20, over the law entered that the offense might abound. Amen. The reason we have the law, the reason we have our standards, amen, is to know what is right and what is wrong. Amen. That's the reason the law entered that the offense might abound. Oh, but where sin abounded, Y'all know where this is going tonight? Amen. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Praise God. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through the righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Another reason Jesus would not come down off that cross, amen, was because there was a law, amen, the offense abounded, but there was no way out of it, amen. For the Bible tells us in Hebrews 10:11, amen, that there was priests oftentimes standing in the same place offering sacrifices for the same sin, which could never take away sins of man. Oh, praise God, amen. We had the law and we had the offense, but we had no way out, amen. But you know what we've got now, amen, that where sin abounded, I said where sin abounded, oh, grace did much more abound. Amen. All sin reigned unto death, but Jesus Christ reigned through eternal life. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Oh, it's swallowed up in Jesus Christ. Can you give God a good praise in the house tonight? Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. My voice doesn't seem like it's going to hold down very long for me tonight, so I don't have much longer. Oh, praise God. You say you come here tonight, you say, why would you preach a message like this? Amen, at a youth revival. Amen, why didn't you preach about the Holy Ghost? And I'm all for it. Why didn't you preach about standards tonight? Amen, you know the problem we have a lot of times, amen, is we know all the rituals, but we don't have a relationship. Amen, we know the law, but we don't know the Lord. Amen, we know all about sin, but we don't know about the Savior. Praise God. Amen, but what I want to encourage you to do tonight is, amen, just get a hold of an experience with God. Amen, that is beyond just an emotional moving. Praise God. Did you know you can shout and still not be saved? Amen. You can be a pastor's favorite kid. Amen. But if you're not saved, you're still not going to make it. Amen. But I'm encouraging you tonight, get a deeper relationship. Get to know Jesus. Amen. More than you ever have. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. They said there was a man. I will close soon. Amen. If we'd all stand. Amen. They said there was a conference and they had a great orator there. And he was there today. He's speaking, having a motivational speaking. Amen. And he went through and he was encouraging everybody. And he got done. He said, is there anybody tonight that would like me to recite anything? And a man stood up and said, I'd like for you to recite Psalms 23. And he said, I will, under one condition. He said that when I get done, amen, you recite it also. Yes. And so they said that man got to quoting it in a way that you had never heard. He began to put every punctuation at the right place and all the emphasis, amen, right where it belonged, with Paul's in the perfect place, amen, and had the crown wrapped around his fingertip. It got done and the old man stood up and he began to quote Psalms 23. And he barely got through the beginning of it. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, and his voice cracked. And he barely made his way through it as he was just trying his best to fight back tears. And when he got done, there was no standing ovation. Amen. There was no round of applause. And they said the orator stood back up. And he said, you know the difference between me and him? He said, I know the psalm. Oh, but he knows the shepherd. Praise God. We have too many people tonight that know the psalm. They know every song that we sing. Amen. They know every message that's been preached. Amen. They know the word of God. They can quote John 3:16. But the problem is all they know is the psalm. And they don't really know the shepherd. Amen. I want to encourage you tonight. Let's get to know the shepherd. I said, let's get to know the shepherd. Amen. I want to know more than just how to, amen, have a move of God. I want to know more than just how to have revival. Amen. I want to have revival. I want to have a move of God. And that's only going to come if we know the shepherd. Praise God. Amen. If we'll all come, amen, around these altars. I don't know where y'all pray. Amen. But let's all come around these altars tonight. And let's get a hold of a moving of the power of the Holy Ghost in our own lives. Amen. Let's get to know Jesus. Let's get to know all about Him. Because when you know about Him, that's when you're going to have a move of God. When you get to learning all about Jesus, it gets sweeter as the days go by. Praise God.